Before I begin, a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I was thinking about the experience that we had a couple of years ago in the outdoor services, when we were all sitting here, and what did we see?
But
deer. Grazing out here.
Yeah.
And what reminded me of it was one evening, a couple of weeks ago, I came outside of the house and sat on the front porch. And then I looked up, and suddenly I saw two large buck with trophy antlers.
Wow.
A rack.
Where were you again?
Downtown.
In the front yard, grazing. And my mind came back to that Sunday right here, in which we were all surprised about seeing the deer out here during the service. Had to relate that. And in tune with that, I, like many, are fascinated by watching wildlife. I do that every evening, sitting out on the front porch, whether it's bunnies, a deer, or what.
Interrupt you, just you got the microphone backwards, so I don't think anybody's here.
There we go. That's what that heartbeat was.
Is that better?
I think so.
Oh, well, I'm always backwards. But anyway, but watching wildlife, it's amazing to see how the animals and birds are able to survive and even thrive through even the harshest of conditions in their natural surroundings. Many species survive the heat of the summer and the frigid conditions of the winter. When we have air conditioning and heat of the summer and heating during the frigid temperatures of winter, wildlife just seems to have to endure it all. They seem to be able to cope through the worst of conditions. Of course, some species must migrate with the season in order to survive, like the hummingbird. It all seems like wildlife has heavy burdens to bear in order to survive. The burden of daily finding food to eat and water to drink. The burden of finding shelter during snow and summer storms. Or the burden of just being exposed to all the extremes which nature has offered. I can remember going out in the backyard and watching a robin sitting on her eggs during a heavy rainstorm. I mean, I was getting wet, and she was too, in protecting her eggs. There she sat, protecting her eggs, receiving the brunt of the rain. And then, when her eggs were hatched, it was the continual search for food to feed her babies. It all looked like to be a burden to test one's fortitude. To her, though, it was just a normal part of life, of living. To observe nature and wildlife is to make one mindful that life can be very taxing and sometimes difficult. There's little doubt that its burdens to overcome are always at hand, and just a fact of life for all living creatures. We need not be reminded that life's burdens are not only limited to wildlife. In fact, maybe animals and birds just may be observing us, thinking, how do humans ever deal with the burdens which they have? The human burdens just may outnumber those of any other living creature. One of these additional burdens has perhaps come in mail to you this week. Did they yeah. me?
Got it.
What's that?
The tax bill.
The tax bill, the property Ooh. Tax bill. Ooh. Yes. The financial burdens alone can be overwhelming. The animal kingdom may just have to search for food and shelter, but we have to work and pay for these necessities of life and all those things which we just cannot live without. But beyond the burden of providing for the necessities of life, there is a more subtle burden, but no less overbearing. This is the burden which the self places on oneself, blocking experiences of the healing power that the joys of life have to offer. It is so easy to be consumed with the burdens of self-driven greed and ego enhancements that we completely miss all that there is for us to experience beyond our being. The contribution of others, as well as seeing their needs. Paul states it this way, states it as a dilemma. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. He goes on to say, now if I do not want it, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. This is the burden within all of us. Paul calls it the burden of the flesh, which is so often in conflict with the desires of the heart. Now in our lesson, Jesus gives us evidence of this when he said, to what will I compare this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. Now Jesus was saying, when burdened with self-interest and egos, you have no time for others or anything beyond your own ingrained, limited existence. Even though we may wish to pause and smell the roses or help someone in need, we just walk on by, oblivious to all, too consumed in our own burdens of our lives, too consumed and clouded by self-interest and pride. He further goes on to relate that with such a self-ingrained existence, everything outside of self is seen and interpreted in light of one's own goals, wishes, and purposes. He then relates how John was viewed as having a demon, and the Son of Man as a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of the tax collectors and sinners. You know, we are surrounded every day with this thinking, playing out into the detriment of others. Tragically, it has taken a powerful hold in our society and threatens the future for not only us, but for the world. And we were talking about this just before with the whole thing of climate change. Truth has become relative to what one wishes it to be, and thereby beyond oneself, and it's corrupted and is no more. This in and of itself is a burden, for we must support this corrupted view of life. When this is promoted, then society has no foundation upon which to communicate and function. It becomes society's overwhelming burden to overcome. In our gospel reading also, it is interesting to note an often overlooked sentence in these readings. This sentence, just listen. Yet wisdom is indicated by her deeds. Yet wisdom is indicated by her deeds. What a true statement. Although we may pride ourselves in having knowledge and understanding, we may be so consumed by it, it becomes our life, which in turn obscures life and becomes a burden. Actress Sandra Carey once stated, "Never mistake knowledge for wisdom. One helps you make a living, the other helps you make a life. Wisdom is more than knowledge and words. It incorporates the ability to stop and smell the roses or to meet the needs which may surround us. Wisdom is able to experience all of life, placing being a member of God's creation as its priority. Then we are allowed to see life and its needs and be free to follow through with deeds and acts of compassion. And we are no longer burdened. But the fact is, burdens, no matter the form they may take, are a reality in all of our lives. To help us overcome all the burdens which may be weighing down on us often may take not only self-evaluation and perspective, but also by letting go of our egos in order to seek help from outside sources. Sometimes, just admitting to the burdens to someone else will help to place everything into perspective. Here is where today's gospel finds reality. Jesus said, "Come to me. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." When we do this, then we begin to see what is important to us. We set aside our burdens when we find ourselves in the presence of God, for we see our lives in light of not just the moment, but in light of the eternity of life. We see life beyond ourselves, for we see life in terms of love. This in itself gives us rest. It is what Jesus meant when he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is the yoke of seeing life as grounded in love. Anybody who has ever been in love knows that although the burdens which come with it may appear to be heavy, but they are not burdens at all, but a joyful, fulfilling experience. Bringing your burdens to Jesus may not be a magical solution to absolving the demands of the burdens being experienced. The demands still may have to be met, and many just may be seen as irrelevant to who we really are and seen as needless. They just may be ego fantasies to be dropped by the wayside. Taking burdens to Jesus will help to give perspective as to the needless importance which we have placed on many of our burdens, or it just may lighten the burden if we get the perspective of living love's response. In addition, The perspective of seeing our burdens in light of God's love just may be that life-changing moment causing us to avoid the self-inflicted needless burdens that were seen before as all important in life. The next time you see one of God's living creatures of the wild looking at you, ask yourself, what are they seeing? A life full of burdens weighing us down, or a life full of love which is free not only to meet the challenges of true necessities of life, but experience the joy of living this life? God is there. He is always there to help us lift these burdens, as the hymnist wrote. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.